The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Stephanie from Woodinville is. Stephanie, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Stephanie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Central Nation News.
No.
Skip.
Who co-stars alongside Ryan Reynolds in the upcoming movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Skip.
Honey, spicy brown, and hot are all types of what?
Mustard.
Correct. What band had the albums Keep the Faith and These Days?
Faith No More.
No.
Skip.
Billings and Missoula are cities in what U.S. state?
Montana.
Correct. The Canadian $2 coin is sometimes called what?
Toonie.
Correct. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Skip.
N is the symbol for what chemical element?
Nitrogen.
Correct. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
6.
No. Stephanie, you got 5 correct. And you got to all the questions. So halfway.
And she skipped one she didn't know. That's like, you know, strategy number one.
Do you think she's going to win?
That's a good question. I don't know. I like to always be on the side of the rockaholic. But there's some in there,
I think.
Steve,
I'm a rockaholic,
right?
Too.
You are. That's true.
So why
OG.
Yeah. Why are you anti me?
I like to see the wealth be shared a little bit. And right now, how many wins do you have?
137. Only 34 losses.
138, maybe.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
Yes. Who co-stars alongside Ryan Reynolds in the upcoming movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, crap. Hugh Jackman?
Wow, yes. Nice. Honey, is spicy brown, and hot are all types of what?
Spice Girls.
No.
Mustard.
Correct. What band had the albums Keep the Faith and These Days?
John Bon Jovi.
Correct. Billings and Missoula are cities.
Montana.
In yes. The Canadian $2 coin is sometimes called what?
A loony.
No.
Oh, a toonie?
Yes. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Oh, is it like Grogu?
It is Grogu.
What?
N is the symbol for what chemical element?
Nitrogen?
Yes. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
4.
No.
5.
No.
7.
No.
8.
Yes.
Damn it.
Steve, and if you got that one correct, you would have got a perfect 10.
Ah.
But you didn't, so you only got 9, but that's still a win, 9-5. Sorry, Stephanie.
That's all right. Amazing job, Mick.
Thank you, my friend. Oh, have a great day.
Very kind.
That was pretty good.
It's good sportsmanship, by the way, to congratulate you afterwards.
It is. So I will congratulate you as well.
Thank you.
And I'm upset you didn't get a perfect 10, though.
I know. Why'd I go with an odd number?
I have no idea.
That was a stupid guess.
It was.
I'm very disappointed in myself. But you know what? I got to point the finger inward. It was my fault.
Oh, wow.
Nobody else's.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Owning up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah. I mean, who else am I going to blame?
Taryn.
True.
Yeah, I can blame Taryn for
the
lack of faith.
That's fine.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When Lisa Marie Presley died last year, her daughter, actress Riley, is it Keo? Do you know how to say her last name?
I had no idea they had an actress daughter.
This is Elvis's granddaughter.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Elvis's granddaughter, Riley, she inherited his Graceland estate. Now, his granddaughter, if you've not seen the show Daisy Jones and the Six, she plays Daisy.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking
show.
About.
It's a great show.
Anyway. What a crazy amount of pressure to that. Like, now you're in charge of Graceland? Like, did she walk around acting like, you know, she's the manager? Like, hey, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Or is she just like, you know what? I got a team of people that'll handle it.
Well, now she's got her hands full because she's trying to keep the home before it goes into a potential foreclosure auction. There's some issues with a fraud, like maybe like fraud with an investment company that was involved with Graceland.
I read something along the lines where like there's accusations that they forged signatures to basically have ownership of this place when Lisa Marie passed away. And the daughter's like, no, that's definitely not the case.
Well, obviously she's still very much probably mourning her mom's death, and now she's got this to deal with on top of that.
That does suck.
And I actually went to Graceland a handful of years ago. It's a wild place to go and visit.
Okay, I was going to ask, because I've always heard of Graceland, but I don't know anything about what happens at Graceland. Is it just a bunch of Elvis memorabilia? Are there rides?
It's his home. And not the entire home is available for the tour, but you get to go room to room and see this incredible estate. Like, the one I remember the most clearly was the jungle room. And it just has, like, green carpet and funky furniture, weird window treatments. All the fabrics that are there are just, it's wild.
So that just confirms that Elvis at one point did enjoy hallucinogenics.
Without question.
I mean, how else do you have a jungle room unless, like, you like to do mushrooms? Or have a little bit of acid on, you know.
And so he is buried on the property, and I think maybe it's his parents that are buried there as well. And fans send hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flowers to Graceland every single day.
How about, I'm today years old tonight. I always thought, because isn't like Dollywood?
That's an actual theme park.
Yeah, I just assumed that there were rides at Graceland. I don't know why. I didn't think maybe it was like crazy roller coasters, but at least something where you're like you're in like an Elvis mobile and like you get to go around or something like that, and maybe like concessions, and they have like peanut butter and banana sandwiches for you to enjoy. There's none of that.
No, it's like a tour, and I was very emotional. My mom and I were both in tears. The second I walked in the door, it was like I felt the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
Are you a big Elvis fan?
I mean, I grew up with like mostly Elvis Christmas. Like that was my Elvis. Was the Elvis Christmas albums, which I still love to this day.
Right, yeah,
still love
are.
To put those on the
They're not table. Bad.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, almost this like haunting experience. You could kind of feel his presence there a little bit. And it was an emotional experience. I loved it. And I would highly recommend people go there, especially before it maybe gets foreclosed on.
Is there not a gift shop?
I can't remember specifically buying anything there, but I'm sure they're profiting off of some sort of a gift shop.
They got to sell like those glasses that give you like the fake sideburns like he used to have or something like that, like the Elvis glasses.
Oh.
Maybe like a little like jumpsuit onesie.
Oh, for sure. And Memphis is just chock full of music history, but his home, I just loved it. And if anybody gets the chance to go, I think you should definitely go.
So it's worth the hype.
I thought it lived up to the hype, but now I'm curious. To talk to the Rockaholics about this. What was that tourist attraction that was maybe not worth the hype? Or on the flip side, what was that tourist attraction that was absolutely worth the hype? 206-803-ROCK. What would you say is the most overrated tourist attraction you have ever been to? Or on the flip side, what tourist attraction actually lived up to the hype? 206-803-ROCK. Ryan in Federal Way, we're excited for you to tell us all about Dollywood.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so I actually think it's pretty underrated. I just always imagined it would just be like a place where you go and stare at pictures of Dolly Parton and see a bunch of clothes and stuff.
Right.
And but I have family in Tennessee, and I went down and visited them about a month and a half ago, and they were all, oh, you have to go to Dollywood, you have to go to Dollywood. So we said, okay, and it's a massive theme park. Yeah. They kept telling me it's number one in the United States, this and that, and I just figured it was on Dolly Parton's list as number one. But, I mean, it's It's huge. It's got a massive water park.
I've heard.
And the rides are killer.
Yeah. At any point, is there a roller coaster where, like, you're coming out of Dolly's mouth, or, like, you know, like the bumps
her
are
mountains.
Her the bumps are her mountains? That would be a little weird.
I wish, but no. No, and it probably, I took my kids, so that would have been awkward.
Yeah.
It's tasteful.
You know what? Wasn't factoring in the whole kid-friendly part. You're right. That's awesome. I kind of want to go there.
Same. Field trip. Andy in Tacoma, tell us about the Taj Mahal.
Good morning. The Taj Mahal is amazing. Pictures don't do it justice. The splendor, the size, the serenity, the respect that everyone has for it, it's amazing. You have to take yourself before you enter. And to feel the floor for these thousands of years, it's fantastic. I can't say how amazing it is.
At first, I thought you were talking about the Las Vegas hotel, but I realized it's the actual Taj Mahal. That sounds awesome.
Jesse in Ording, the Winchester House in California. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. So my aunt lives in San Francisco, and we would go down there probably once or twice a year to go visit her and never got a chance to go to the house. Well, one day, my wife and I skated away and drove down there, and I tell you what, when you walk into that place, you can definitely feel some kind of presence or whatever it is. But yeah, it's a creepy, amazing old house.
Oh. What's the backstory for it?
So it's from the Winchester family, and then they say that when Winchester died, all the souls or the ghosts of the people that got killed by the guns haunted the wife and made her continue to build. The house was basically always under construction.
Yeah. Wow.
There was always add-ons, rooms. There's hallways that go to nowhere. Door. I mean, it's like a fun house for adults that are into the paranormal.
Oh, that's crazy.
You should check out, there's a movie about it, too, and documentaries done about it, because she literally built for like 60 years until she died.
Up until today, I knew nothing of this.
Oh, I want to go there so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Trucker Dan in Indiana, you went to the biggest gas station in the world, and did it live up to the hype?
Yes, it's up here in Indiana. It says 483 miles to Buc-ee's. I'm like, oh, we're going down to Florida. I'm like, it's in Tennessee. It's on the way. I'm like, oh, getting closer and closer, getting the hype up. Get there. It's just a gas station with 200 pumps and a food court and all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, this is a truck stop.
Dan,
that's how I felt. This is a truck stop.
People are obsessed with Buc-ee's. I know so many people. Wherever I go, if there's a Buc-ee's nearby.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, we gotta go to the Buc-ee's. I have one friend who bought like the Buc-ee's onesie.
Oh yeah,
where like it's like you basically dress like the mascot, which I think is like a beaver.
It is a beaver.
Yeah.
Buc-ee the beaver. My son has Buc-ee's swim trunks from Buc-ee's.
Have you been there?
I went to one in Texas.
Was it awesome?
No, it is just a giant gas station with lots of stuff.
So it's like a giant prank from some of my friends get so fired up they post pictures, and maybe they're just trying to make it seem like it's a big deal, like to keep the joke going, and they all buy memorabilia from Buc-ee's.
Oh,
they have
like
a t-shirt, a sweater, a hat. People go nuts over Buc-ee's.
I think what it is it's like a Walmart of gas stations.
Yes.
So I don't think it's ironic. I do think people love it.
They just get fired up about it.
And then after I went, you know, like when you get a new car and then you see that car everywhere?
Yeah.
After going to Buc-ee's, now I feel like I see Buc-ee's stuff everywhere I go. It's everywhere.
For me, it was like wall drug is similar. Like when you're driving,
yes.
I remember driving cross country to come here. It's like once you start getting into the area, North Dakota, I believe.
Yes.
You see signs, wall drug, 200 miles away, wall drug, 150 miles away, like nonstop billboards. And you finally get there and you're just like, all this hype for this? Like, this is the place where you go to buy like wooden nickels and like that kind of like silly, like, you know, random touristy purchases.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
No.
I bought a bumper sticker, though, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.